Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Cambodia's Angkor Archaeological Park goes self-serve. The Angkor Archaeological Park, a symbol of Cambodia's cultural heritage, is designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site and encompasses the remnants of the capitals of the Khmer Empire, which thrived from the 9th to the 15th centuries. Cambodia has officially introduced e-ticket vending machines, enabling tourists visiting the Angkor Archaeological Park to purchase tickets directly from these devices. The Angkor Archaeological Park, a symbol of Cambodia's cultural heritage, is designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site and encompasses the remnants of the capitals of the Khmer Empire, which thrived from the 9th to the 15th centuries. This historical site is located just a few kilometers from Siem Reap. Angkor Archaeological Park, spanning 401 square kilometers, is home to some of the most impressive architectural and artistic expression in human history, and its many attractions include 91 ancient temples constructed between the 9th and 13th centuries. Among the park's attractions are Angkor Wat, the world-famous temple with five lotus-like towers that rise 65 meters into the sky. Bayan Temple. Located at Angkor Thom, this temple is known for its many sculptural decorations. Ancient cities. The park contains the remains of ancient cities. Waterways. The park contains waterways that were designed to provide a constant supply of groundwater. As the kingdom's most frequented tourist attraction, the site welcomed 1.02 million international tourists in 2024. Generating a total revenue of $47.8 million US from ticket sales, as reported by the Angkor Enterprise. 15 new e-ticket vending machines have been deployed, with 6 located at the Angkor Enterprise's ticket office, 6 at the Angkor Parvis Hospitality Complex, and 3 at the Heritage Walk Shopping Mall. During the launch event, Deputy Prime Minister Neth Sivon emphasized that the introduction of these e-ticket vending machines is a significant step towards enhancing the efficiency of revenue collection for the government. Additionally, visitors retain the option to buy tickets through the Angkor Enterprise website and mobile application, as well as at the ticket office. The entrance fees are set at $37 for a one-day visit, $62 for a three-day visit, and $72 for a week-long visit. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.